And a big day for Tony Romo. He'll be released by the only team he's ever played for, the Cowboys. And he will become a free agent this afternoon. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss that move and what had to be a really tough decision to make is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, how tough was that? How tough was that decision?
I've had very little sleep, and it's a sad day because, as I've said many times while I've been drunk, as a skunk, Tony Romo was a miracle.
Yes, a miracle.
Romo was a miracle.
Yeah,
I love Tony. You know, he was like the second son I never had.
Well, you actually had a second son.
I mean, think about it. He led us to such regular season glory.
Mm-hmm.
He owns almost all the Cowboy passing records.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in Cowboys history, but team history.
Yeah, same thing.
Team history.
Yeah.
And I'm just so sad to see him go. And it's very, very tough for me to get very emotional about it.
Oh, Jerry, hang in there.
Even more sad than seeing Tony go is seeing Candace Romo go.
Okay.
Would you stop it with that?
So emotional. Oh, my Lord, she's been my eye candy for so many years now. She causes stirrings in my dockers I didn't think was possible anymore.
Stop.
I've had fantasies of her spraying that Hawk and Sloan brat cologne in my mouth.
You know, she's currently with child. Maybe
yeah,
she should show
really
a little,
uncomfortable, Jerry.
Little respect.
It don't matter. You throw a big old baby bump on her, don't diminish her nuns to me.
Stop it. Stop it. Let's talk about Tony. Let's keep it at Tony.
Tough too. Tony's leaving. That's tough to me too. And I'm just so sad that my eyes are leaking salty water right now as I speak to you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be sad when he gets released. It just seems like a really harsh thing. You release somebody.
I have a special announcement to make, if I could.
Okay.
Hit the theme, Expo.
Hang on.
About 2 o'clock last night in the a.m., after about a bottle and a half of Johnny Walker Blue, Roosevelt and I loaded up the Rolls Royce with the extension ladder and drove to the stadium. And by 3 a.m., Tony Romo's misspelled name was painted up there in the Ring of Honor.
How cheap.
Wow, you were so overcome with emotion that you had to do something.
And I didn't even discover that I had done this until security called me this morning and said, hey, you need to come down to the stadium and see this. But he's going to be in that Ring of Honor,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to honor him out of the guilt that I feel for releasing him like a catfish that you didn't want to take home and fry up.
That's so tough.
There's no telling where he may end up. You may have to face him again.
Well, Jody, I'm glad you bring that up, because now I want to mention to the Cowboy fans, and I want to assuage their fears here,
okay.
Because we got the do-right deal.
Yeah.
We got the do-right deal with Tony.
What is that exactly?
Well, first of all, it's my second favorite deal next to the Deion deal.
Right.
The Deion deal.
The do-right deal.
But the do-right deal means that, you know, we released Tony, but he can't go play for the Redskins now.
Mm-hmm.
And he can go play for the Broncos, but if he does play for the Broncos and plays against us in that Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
he's got to do right by us
mm-hmm.
and throw a late game interception.
You think he would do that?
He did for us so many times.
Would he do that? I find that hard to believe.
No, he wouldn't do that.
I don't think he knows any different. I think that's just the way he plays. So yes, he's got to throw a late game interception, and you know, remember how he used to shoot our playoff boat out of the water all the time? He's got to do that for Denver too.
Okay, that's the do-right deal. Explain.
That is part of what I call the do-right deal. The do-right deal.
Oh man, well, it's a tough day, Jerry, and we appreciate you jumping on with us to talk about it.
It's a real tough day, and I think. Uh-oh. Me all when I'm so emotional.
Oh. Well, hang in there.
I'm going to cry, and I'm going to go get Roosevelt, and I'm going to cuddle up in his lap for a little while before we have to head back down to the stadium with a bottle of turpentine and get that name off of there.
All right, Jerry, hang in there.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. There he goes, Jerry, on a very tough day.